Okay, welcome everyone. I hope there are enough seats here for everyone. If someone else comes in, maybe you guys could like make room. My glasses are too high on my nose. Okay. So I hope everyone's staying safe from the rain. We're going to start with Chazar Shir. Chazar Shir number one on the sugya of the sugya of Bonus Hakosel Hakol Kamina Gamedina. So we know that the Mishnah tells us on Bava Basra Daf Beis Amud Aleph that we're supposed to build a wall when there's two people and they both own the field together, chatzer together, and they want to split it up. So the halacha is Hakol Kamina Gamedina. When they're building the wall, the rule is it has to be Kamina Gamedina. And then the Mishnah continues on to explain how not only does it have to be Minhag HaMedina, but if it's a Gvil, it's got to be, if it's Tzich Tzfachim, and if it's a Gazis, then it's got to be something else. There's all these different sizes and different types of ingredients that could be made to build a Kosel. And because of that, we say how to split it up properly. So Tosfos asks the obvious question of, I don't understand. If the rule is Hakol Kamina Gamedina, then how come there are specific rules in the Mishnah? The Mishnah should say Hakol Kamina Gamedina, and that's it. Why does it give more of an explanation giving us specific sizes? Hakol Kamina Gamedina, and that's it. Depending on where you are, everything goes depending on where you are. There should be no rules written by Chazal. It should just be whatever, wherever you are, just follow the rules. So the first answer that we have Rabbeinu Tam answering the question, and he tells us that, you're right, in general, we always follow Minhag HaMedina, which means that if you are in a place and they have a minhag to build a wall specifically this size or a wall with specifically this material, you have to follow those rules. That is the general rule. However, sometimes the Minhag HaMedina is a little bit skewed. It is a little bit messed up. It is a little bit crazy. It is a Minhag Hedyot. When that happens, we nix the idea of Hakol Minhag HaMedina and we say, you should follow the rule of Chazal. Meaning, number one, the general baseline rule is Hakol Kamina Gamedina. We follow the rules of the place that you are. And if that turns out that those rules are crazy, are not normal, are Minhag Hedyot, then we fall back to the rules of Chazal, which means that a Gvil is going to be a specific size and a Gaz is going to be a specific size. And that is how Rabbeinu Tam explains the Mishnah with giving us the rule of a Kol Kamina Gamedina, and then afterwards the Mishnah explaining in more detail about what you're supposed to do. So we see this idea of a Kol Kamina Gamedina appear somewhere else. It appears in the Mishnah in Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Gimel. But Matzia Daf Pei Gimel, we learn about the poalim, asochar sapolim, someone who has workers. And everyone knows that a worker not only gets paid by the owner, but by the employer, but he also, the employer is chayev to give the worker food. And the Mishnah says, when it comes to breakfast and lunch, whenever the worker is working for the owner, he has to feed him the proper food. And the Mishnah explains, Hakol Kimina Gamedina. And the Gemara later on in that on the Mishnah explains, what does it mean, Hakol Kamina Gamedina La'asuye Mai? What are the specific cases of Hakol Kamina Gamedina? And the Gemara gives a little bit of a vague answer, explained by Tosfos as follows. The first way, we're going to only say the first way of reading Tosfos. The first way of reading the Gemara within Tosfos. So Tosfos explains, what does it mean, Hakol Kamina Gamedina, even if the guy, excluding if the employer wants to feed his workers early on in the day. Meaning, a work day is 9 to 5. And therefore, the employer is supposed to feed the workers starting at 9. And after the workers finish their breakfast, they're off to do their work. That's the rule. But let's say the Minhag HaMedina is that the workers have to come early. The workers have to come at 8 o'clock to eat their lunch, to eat their breakfast. And only then will they be able to go out into the fields to work. So that Minhag HaMedina is a crazy Minhag HaMedina. Says Tosfos, that is how he explains the Gemara, is not included in Hakol Kamina Gamedina. This is the second time that we see that even though in general we follow the rules of Hakol Kamina Gamedina, there are some times where we do not follow the rules of Hakol Kamina Gamedina, and those are both examples of a Minhag Hedyot. Number one, if the wall if the Minhag Gamedina has a rule that the wall that you build in between two properties is way too big or way too small, then Chazal say a Gvil is 6 Tfachim. And in another case, if the Minhag HaMedina is that the employer feeds the workers early on in the morning, So we say that's also a minhag hedyo. We do not follow that kol k'minhag medina, even though in general we follow the rule of hakol k'minhag medina. First part of the sugya. The second part of the sugya is, how do we know kol k'minhag medina? Every rule that we have in the Gemara, every halacha that we have has to have a source. Kol k'medina, hakol k'minhag medina. Is it in the Reiser? Is it in the Rabbanan? So we saw in a Mordechai, in Maseches Bava Metzia, that minhag medina needs to come from Chazal. If you have someone from the streets, if you have Jeremy Borgen come and say, this is what you're supposed to do, this is the minhag medina, it doesn't work. The minhag medina has to come from someone who is a Talmud Chacham. So we saw the Gemara in Bava Kama, which is seemingly going against the Mordechai. The Gemara in Bava Kama says that when you're in a big shayara, a shayara is a big group of people, and they're all going from place A to place B, and they used to go all together in order to save themselves from the robbers. A robber, someone who's a bandit, is likely to kill one person alone if he's in the forest, if he's in the desert. But when there's a group of people, the bandit is less likely to attack them. But it still happens that sometimes the bandit does attack them. And the rule is, there's two different possibilities of what to do. Either you give him the money, or you die. That's the way bandits work. They want your money. If you don't give them the money, they're going to kill you. So Chazal wanted to know in the Gemara in Bava Kama, what do we do when there's a lot of people, but some people have more money than others? Again, the bandit just wants the money. So do we pay him? Do we pay him based on how much money I have? Meaning, one person is worth $1 million, another person is worth $10. So maybe the person who's worth $1 million should pay more money to the bandit. Or do we say, no, the bandit's here, he might kill everyone, there are 10 people here, and therefore each person has to pay 1/10 of the money that the bandit wants? That's the question. Do we go holchen baser mamon or holchen baser nefashos? And the Gemara answers, hakol k'minhag hamedina. So hakol k'minhag hachamarim, I apologize. We follow what the chamarim do. So let's say they set out in the beginning and the rule was, well, in our shayara, the way it works is it goes baser nefashos. So there are 10 people, each person's going to pay 10% of the amount of, I guess, the ransom that the robbers want. Or if it's baser mamon, then we follow that. Baser nefashos or baser mamon. The point is, we say we follow the minhag hachamarim. Now I have a question. The Truma Sadeshin asked this question. Why do we follow the chamarim? Last time I checked, the non-Jewish donkey drivers do not know Shas and Poskim. They are not Talmidei Chachamim. They are not people who, according to the Mordechai, are necessary to make a minhag medina. One more time, the Mordechai says that in order to make a minhag medina, you need to be a Talmud Chacham. You need to be a Tzadik. You need to be the Chachamim. However, we see that these people, these Chamarim, are able to make a minhag Chamarim, seemingly a minhag medina. So how can we answer that question, the Gemara, on the Mordechai, who says they need to be Talmidei Chachamim, when the Gemara says they could even be Chamarim? So the Truma Sadeshin answers there's Tzvei Dinim in Minhag HaMakom. Sometimes, some Minhag HaMakoms are Minhag Yechidim, and some are Minhag Tziburim. When it comes to Minhag Yachid, when the Minhag HaMakom is telling person every single person individually needs to do something, so that is the Chachamim. That needs to be said by someone who's a Talmud Chacham, someone who's connected to the Torah. However, when it comes to the Minhag Tziburim, when everyone gets together and decides on what taxes are going to be, on what we're going to end up paying these robbers, so that's going to be even the chamarim are able to do it. That's the chakira that the Truma Sadeshin makes, and we're going to go within this a little bit deeper. And the first thing that, again, the Truma Sadeshin said is the minhag yechidim. The minhag hamakom can establish what each and every person is supposed to do, and there are two different possible sources. Again, remember, we started off with what is the source for minhag medina. The first possible source we're going to say is, it is Hefker based in Hefker. So if the source is Hefker based in Hefker, then we need to find out who is able to create a Hefker based in Hefker. Hefker based in Hefker means that when Bezdin, we're not sure who Bezdin is, decides to move money from one person to the next person, they have that capability, they're able to. So the question is, who is this Bezdin? When we say Hefker based in Hefker. So the Mordechai explains that Hefker based in Hefker is only by someone who's a Talmud Chacham. Hefker based in Hefker. He bases it on a Gemara, which says that Hefker based in Hefker only works by the Beis Din of Ravina and Ravashi, and therefore it has to be someone, it has to come from a Beis Din that is a legitimate Beis Din of Talmidei Chachamim. That works very well with what we just said with the Mordechai. The Mordechai told us that Minhag HaMakom can only be established by Talmidei Chachamim. So this is a Mordechai L'shitaso, that both Minhag HaMakom and Hefker based in Hefker, which are the same rule in the end of the day, both of those need a Talmud Chacham. However, there's a second Shita, the Shita of the Maharam. The Maharam Rutenberg says that it's not just from the Talmid Chachamim, it's even from the Tuvei Ha'ir. And he brings that up because there's a Gemara that says that we establish the tzedakah, who gets the tzedakah, based on the Bnei Ha'ir. So how could it be that Bnei Ha'ir have this power of what tzedakah is? Tzedakah seemingly is something that is masur lebeis, and something that is a mominous thing. And using hefker based on hefker, according to the Mordechai, would not work with these people, the Bnei Ha'ir. So the Mordechai answers the question. The Mordechai says the Bnei Ha'ir are able to establish the tzedakah because that was the Tanai ahead of time. Anytime you put in the word Tanai, you can answer any question. The Tanai beforehand that everyone agreed upon was that these random government officials are going to be able to decide where the tzedakah goes. Fine. That's how the Mordechai answers it. However, in general, Hefker Beis and Hefker only works with Talmidei Chachamim. The Maharam says, no, this Gemara is a source. This Gemara of the Bnei Ha'ir are able to establish is talking about the government officials. A government official is allowed to create a Hefker Beis and Hefker. And that is how he would disagree with the Mordechai on what makes Hefker Beis and Hefker. So again, the first possible source for Minhag HaMakom is Hefker Beis and Hefker. The second possible, and that would be a Minhag Yachid. Again, like the Mordechai said, it has to be someone who's a Talmid Chacham who creates this Hefker Beis and Hefker, and that's going to be a rule that applies to each and every person, right? The second possible source, well, let's bring that back to our Mishnah. Back to our Mishnah, the walls. So how come Chazal are able to tell me, Jeremy Borgen, when I'm trying to make a chalukah, Chazal say, make it 6 tefachim. Unless, meaning they say minhag hamakom, and if not minhag hamakom, 6 tefachim. So how are they able to say minhag hamakom? The answer is because Chazal are strong enough to create a minhag hamakom through the vehicle of Hefker Beis and Hefker. Answer number one. Answer number two is maybe it comes from Asfar. We know that in general, the Gemara sometimes says, Lama li kras svarahu. We know that svara has the status of a din d'araisa, and therefore, seemingly, minhag hamakom is a pretty logical thing based on the Chazal. Now, important to note that svara does not come from a baich svara. It doesn't come from random people. It doesn't come from a bad source. It has to come from a good source, which means it's the Chachamim. Again, svara means it is a Torah dika svara. It is a logic that works within the Torah. So in order for that to happen, it needs to be a Talmid Chacham, again, showing us that when we say Minhag HaMakom, it has to come from Chazal. It has to come from the Talmidei Chachamim. It can't come from any person. It can't come from the Chamarim. Now, we have to explain the second side of the Trumas Hadeshen. How come the Trumas Hadeshen says there's this thing called the Minhag HaChamarim? He says that's when we have a general rule of a group. When you have a group that decides on something, so they are able to establish a Minhag HaMakom even without Talmidei Chachamim. So how is that possible? And Rebbe explained as follows. He called it a hischaivus midas. That you have everyone that gets together and they're hischaivus. They're mechaiv themselves with their own heads. They all came together and they came to an agreement. Whenever someone comes to an agreement, they say, I am going to pay you money. So that's it. That person is chaiv to pay. So when you have someone who joins the chamarim and they're all together deciding on to pay either by nefashos or by mamonos, that works because they all decided together. Anyone who enters an agreement, they are chayiv to pay the agreement from his chayivus midas. And that's how we explain the minhag chamarim, how come that also has the rule of minhag hamakom. Okay, those are the three different, one more time. The first possibility is hefker based and hefker is the source for minhag hamakom. The second possibility is a svar is the source for minhag hamakom. And the third source for minhag hamakom is going to be a his chayivus midas. And we explained the two different types of minhag hamakom, minhag tzibori, minhag yachid and minhag tzibori. The last thing we said was, just a stam idea at the end, was the Dvar Avram. The Dvar Avram told us that there's two different tafkidim, there's two different jobs of a Beis Din. And the two different jobs are as follows. The first job of Beis Din is obviously to paskin. So if you have a shayla, if you want to know what the halacha is, Beis Din is going to paskin for you. The second job of Beis Din is to create a society that's going to work. Hence, when you have a minhag hamakom, that's Chazal using their ability of, that's the Chachamim Beis Din using their ability of making things work. Making sure that everything runs properly. But sometimes we have a takana, sometimes we'll have a gzera. Those are based in wearing the other hat, the hat of halacha. So they have the hat of halacha and they have the hat of rules. Nowadays, says the Dvar Avram, when we have government, we have we have the mayor of New York. So the mayor of New York fills that role of making sure everything runs correctly, and therefore our hischaivus midas of entering the city of New York, really, is going to be mechayev us to follow all of the rules.